Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you get around people that have helped other people dream this, so give it one more shot. Let's go again. You deserve it. Your future deserves it. The future version of you deserves it. So if you get around that environment, you get around those people, they'll tell you that. Why? Because I'm full. Like, emotionally full. Because I see so many people who have realized their dreams and then set another dream. And those folks, our folks, I know their stories. I know the stories of the time where they were going to give up. I know the stories where they felt like it was taking too long. I know the stories where they felt like, but why is this happening to me? And then they changed it to, why is this happening for me? Let me look around. There's got to be a reason. And sometimes you don't understand it until you realize your dream. You look back, you're like, wow, I see now why I had to go in that route, which felt like the long way around. And it may be the long way around, but it was a necessary path.
If you're a go-getter, faith-driven, and family-focused, and need to break through to your next level, this is the podcast for you. Your self-talk can reshape every area of your life. It's time to dream and think big. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience with Darnell and Tracy Self. It's time to elevate, baby. Let's get into the show.
Hey, what's up, Self-Talk Experience family? Darnell Self here with another episode of the Self-Talk Experience podcast. Yes, if you're watching, you already know I am solo today. I'm traveling, but we are still on location as we have been lately. But I am doing this episode by myself. You will have Mrs. Self, my co-host, back with us next week. Listen, we are so excited about so many amazing things that are happening in our own lives, and hopefully, as an audience of the Self-Talk Experience, you are picking up on the vibe. Like, you yourselves are starting to feel like, man, like, I'm enthusiastic, I'm excited about my future because I'm connected to those who are excited about their future. And that's what I want to talk about today in terms of self-talk, because I don't want you to allow your circumstances to dictate your enthusiasm and excitement about your future. If we're not careful, we'll sound like our circumstances. We'll sound like our current level of stress or frustration. And this is not as easy as I'm making it sound, but it is so possible. So how do you get excited about that which you can't see? Like, you ever heard the saying, if you could see it, you can believe it. And if you can believe it, you can achieve it. Or if you can see it, man, that's half the battle. If you can just see it. And it's not talking about our physical sight. We're talking about vision. So if you ever hear anyone say, man, if you can just believe it, or if you can just see it, like, if you could, we're talking about vision. So we're talking about seeing more with your eyes closed than you do with your eyes open. It's just a way of visualization, being able to imagine what life would be like if. How do you get to that place? Well, I'm glad you asked, because that's what the Self-Talk Experience podcast is all about. It's about saying new things to yourself or different things to yourself or better things to yourself about yourself so you can start attracting these things that you want for yourself. And it sounds like, you know, if you're not careful, it's like, oh, that's just a slogan. That's just a saying. That's a theme. And it's bigger than that. It's much bigger than that. And I hope that today's podcast will help you to be able to think about things differently, start to say different things differently, and then prayerfully attract different things. So how do you get there? Well, number one, if you've not dreamed before, if you've not been at a place where, I mean, obviously when you go to sleep, you dream, but if you've not been at a place where it's hard to shake something, like you feel so called to do something, so called to be someone, to add significance to a community, to a group of people, some type of purpose. Right? And you're like, man, I feel like I know what my purpose is. I know what my passion is. And I have to go for it. If you've never been in that place, let me talk to you for just a second. If you've been in that place, you're going to relate. So when you wake up and you're excited, you're like, man, today is my day. Today is a day I get to take one step closer to my goal. Even when you can't see it, the finish line currently. You're like, man, with this job I have, I know I can't get there. With this injury I have, I know that I currently can't run as fast. With this particular amount of money I have in my bank, I know I won't be able to visit those countries. With this particular support system I have, that's not that supportive, I'm not sure I can stay positive right now. All these are right now things. The bank account right now, the injury right now, the associations right now, like the lack of support right now. These are all right now things. Not forever things. So the self-talk has to put yourself in a place, and I'll share with you what some of those things are, but your self-talk has to put you in a place where you can see beyond that. Whatever, all those things I just mentioned, you can see beyond that. What does that look like? What does it look like when you have the support system? What does it look like when your bank account is whatever that number is? What does it look like when you are completely healthy? What does it look like, right? What does that look like? What does that look like? And if you can see what that looks like, envision what that looks like, you will feel differently. You'll feel differently. Your smile, when you probably should be frowning, if you only focus on your current circumstance. Your current circumstance says, I'm frustrated. I'm not happy. And it comes across. People will say, man, you good? But if you can see what it looks like, what it feels like, if that wasn't your situation, and people are like, man, you seem to be really excited. I am, because you see beyond where you are. So that's the tip one. See beyond where you are. If you just focus on what you have, where you are, your current circumstances, it can be pretty frustrating and stressful. Number two, if you know someone, and not everybody does, but if you know someone who is living out their dream, doesn't have to be the same dream you have. He's like, man, how's it feel? How's it feel to be able to live out the things you once dreamed about? And more than likely, that person's still dreaming about even bigger things because dreamers continue to dream. But what does it feel like? Like man, like no stress, peace of mind, blessed. You know what that does? That conversation stays with you. This is why you have to be careful of the opposite too. Always stress, always frustrated. Always, that person that you're around often could cause you to say, I know what you mean. And now you're co-signing with a weakness instead of borrowing a strength. And so it's critical that we get around some folks, or at least maybe ask a question of someone that you have access to. Hey, I just wanted to call, wanted to say hello, wanted to say, look, I'm so proud of you. I'm so excited that you've been able to accomplish all the things you once talked about and dreamed about. And I just, you know, what does that feel like? Because you're borrowing some of that because you're on your way and you want to know what it feels like once you achieve your dream. Someone has done that. Someone has done that can say, look, quite honestly, there were times where it felt like, man, this speed bump is about to take me out. Felt like a dead end. But it was just a speed bump. It wasn't a permanent barrier. It was just something that slowed me down for a second. And I'm so thankful I kept going. I'm so thankful in the time that I wanted to quit, I didn't. From the times that I wanted to doubt, I kept the faith. That's what's needed. But it's good to hear from someone who's already surpassed where you are. Not someone who's right where you are. That's good too, because now you guys can say, we're going to go together. That's accountability. That's a different podcast episode. But someone's already there, it pulls you to where they are because you get to borrow in them their emotions and their feelings. When you feel better, you do better. That's number two. Third thing I would do is ask questions. Like, this is self-talk. Ask questions. T, man, how bad do you want this? It's a question that I had to ask myself, by the way. Like, how bad do I want this? Like, my own dream. And was my desire outweighing?
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
This current temporary pain. And the answer was, yeah, the desire of me accomplishing that, I wanted it so bad. Not everybody wants a dream, by the way. But I would imagine most of our audience here with the self-talk experience, you do have a dream. We just happen to attract that tribe of dreamers who want better. And it's not a selfish thing. You want better so that you can. Right, I want better so that I can provide more, so that I can share more, so that I can give more. There's nothing wrong with that. Don't apologize for that. But ask the right questions of yourself. Like, D, are you willing to? Are you willing to stay up a little bit late? Are you willing to get up a little early? Are you willing to put in a little bit more time? Are you willing to sacrifice some of those things? Are you willing to give up some of those things? Right, many of you give up things for different things anyway, whether it's a fast, whether it's religious purposes, right? People give up stuff. Hey, look, for this season, I'm going to give up. I'm asking that you also do that for your dream. I'm asking that you ask yourself, what are you willing to give up for your dream? Okay. It's also helpful to be around those who've helped others to dream. Right? I'm blessed. I must admit, I'm really blessed to be in an environment where we help other people dream. We help other people either get their dream back because people have put their dream on the side and like, oh, I'm too old now. I failed at too many other things, and now I feel like I'll never succeed. I failed at the last three relationships. I failed at the last three businesses. I failed at the, you know, you fill in the blank. And when you fail often enough, people start to think maybe it'll never happen. And I'm in an environment where people are willing to give themselves one more chance because we're around a lot of people giving themselves one more chance. And that's what most successful people have done. They've given themselves one more chance when most people gave up on the last one, but one before the success. And no matter where you are right now, I'm asking that you give yourself one more chance. You give yourself one more shot. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what you're feeling right now. If you get around people that have helped other people dream, they'll give you one more shot. Let's go again. You deserve it. Your future deserves it. The future version of you deserves it. So if you get around that environment, you get around those people, they'll tell you that. Why? Because I'm full, like emotionally full, because I see so many people who have realized their dreams and then set another dream. And those folks, our folks, I know their stories. I know the stories of the time where they were going to give up. I know the stories where they felt like it was taking too long. I know the stories where they felt like, but why is this happening to me? And then they changed it to, why is this happening for me? Let me look around. There's got to be a reason. And sometimes you don't understand it until you realize your dream. You look back, you're like, wow, I see now why I had to go in that route, which felt like the long way around. And it may be the long way around, but it was a necessary path. So I want to make sure, if possible, you get in environments where people have helped other people to realize their dreams. There's a lot of personal development events where some people look at that as just a rah-rah. But if these folks have inspired other people to reach their dreams, trust me, they've got some wisdom to share. They've seen some things. They've witnessed some things. And I'm blessed to be in that environment. No one can take it away from me because it's on me now. It's within me now. And that's exciting to know. One more thing, guys. And we're talking about putting yourself in a place where you can dream again. When you can go after that thing you almost gave up on, whatever that is. Okay. Self-talk experience, by the way, we're not here to tell you what to go after. We're not here to tell you, you know, whether it's good or bad. It just is. Like, if you want to be married, if you want to be single, if you want to be a millionaire, if you want to just be able to move to an island and wear the same shorts and t-shirts every week, you just wash the same three. That, look, we're not here to tell you what you should do. We're here to tell you how you can say things to yourself where you can attract what it is that you want, not what we want for you. I want you to get that. So this last thing on this piece I wanted to share with you guys today, because I thought to myself, man, how many people give up on something they once longed for? Their thoughts used to overwhelm them with this thing. And slowly but surely, it dissipated. Slowly but surely, they started doubting it would ever happen. So they just said, well, let me just do this. Okay. And by the way, the dream should be realistic, right? So me dreaming about being 6'7" is not realistic. Like, I'm 6'1". I'm never going to be 6'7". So that's not what I'm talking about, right? If I'm 48 thinking about, you know, getting in the NFL, that's not really realistic. So I hope you guys understand what I mean when I say dreaming, right? So is it still possible? Is it possible? So this last piece I wanted to share with you guys is, it was critical for me. This is my experience. So it was critical for me. It was critical for me to get the mental reps in. We always say you got to have physical reps. If you want to get better at, let's say, sales, you got to get the reps in, right? That's going to help you to overcome objections. It's going to help you to ask better questions. It's going to help you to feel more comfortable asking those questions. It's going to help you to not be so afraid of the phone or talking to people. Right? You got to get those reps in, right? Repetition. It's going to be key. And it's the same thing with mental reps. Like, we have to really think often about, and this is what I can't shake. Whenever I set my next goal, my next dream, I'm mentally preparing for it. I'm mentally putting myself in a place where I know it's going to happen. And so now I start attracting the relationships. I start attracting the environment that I need. I started attracting the network, the systems, and all the resources needed. Listen, guys, I'm only here to talk about my experience. And I hope and I pray that something I said today on this episode causes you to do something so often that it becomes habit. And when it becomes a habit, any habit strung together equals whatever result you have. The result you have right now is directly tied to the habits you've had over the past 90 days, 1 year, sometimes longer, depending on what it is. So if you shift those habits over the next 90 days, they are different results. Physically, mentally, whatever it is. That's why I'm excited for you all. Because at any moment, those things can shift. And you start reading more. You start thinking differently. You start associating with different people. you start doing the mental reps like, man, I know I can. I know what's going to happen. All I can think about is this. I'm putting this in my mind. I'm guarding my ear gates of everything else. And all I keep thinking is this. And then all of a sudden, this is what happens for me. All of a sudden, things start entering my mind at all times. I'm like, yes, I can do that. Yes, I can call that person. Yes, let me ask who knows this, right? And all the resources start coming. I don't even know everything, but I start thinking about, I wonder if this person knows this. I wonder if this person can introduce me to this person. I wonder if, right? And then all of a sudden, it all starts to come together. It's not just me. The big dreamers I hang out with, all the same. Now all of them have all the resources, but they're resourceful so they can connect with other people who have those resources. That's waiting for you too. It's waiting for you, my friends. Keep dreaming big. Get around people who say, why not six? You said five, why not six? You said you're going to lose this amount of weight. Why not this amount? People who stretch you to keep thinking bigger. Keep going for a little bit more. You deserve that. Remember the self-talk, the things we say to ourselves about ourselves can eventually determine what we attract and who we attract for ourselves. And getting around the right people can cause us to say even better things to ourselves, which means that things that we'll gain are even better than the things that we can see. That's waiting for you, my friends. God bless you guys. Thanks for tuning in for another episode. Don't forget to like, comment, and share the Self-Talk Experience. God bless you guys.
Thank you for listening to the Self-Talk Podcast with Darnell and Tracy Self. We hope you enjoyed. Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. And we'll see you next time. And remember, talk good to yourself. Talk good to yourself.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.